In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The message today is from the book of St. Luke, chapter 20, verses from 9 to 19. The Bible today talks about the parable of the vineyard. There was an owner who had a vineyard. And in the past, they don't deal with money. They deal with changing crops, changing materials. Every year, the rent has to be paid by giving portion of the harvest to the owner. At the end of the year, he will send some people to collect the rent. And it happened that these people, they were wicked people, rebellious people, stubborn people. They didn't pay their rent. They want to devour the whole entire harvest. So what happened is every time he sent someone, they send him empty-handed. Some of them are killed. Some of them are beaten. Some of them are stoned. Who are they? These are the prophets which God sent to give harvest. But the religious leaders of the Israelites had beaten them, killed them, and stoned them. And as you know that Isaiah the prophet, they saw him. They killed him by sowing. John the Baptist, the last prophet, they killed him also because he witnessed the truth. Jeremiah was beaten so many times and was cast into the den. So, the Lord Jesus Christ talks about what happened in the past. And then, at the end of the story, he said that the owner will send his son. Maybe at the beginning when he sends servants, they were just belittling them. They don't care about them because they are just servants. But wickedly, when they saw the son is coming, they thought that the father already died. So they said, if we kill the son, then the whole entire estate will come to us. The whole entire property will come to us. This is the only owner. So if we kill the owner, then no one will claim anything after that. So they came and they killed the son. This parable Jesus Christ mentioned to the people, the Israelites at that time. And they realized that he talks about them. They knew that he talks about them. They knew that they killed the prophets, they beaten the prophets, they stoned the prophets. Every one of them, they know that. And by saying that he sent us his son, he claimed his authority as a son to the God. And he came and they killed him also as the ones before. So Jesus Christ was asking a question and he says, what shall we do? What the owner shall do with these wicked people? Shall he come to destroy the thing? The cornerstone which was rejected, he became the cornerstone of the whole entire building. What does it mean? At the time when they are building the temple, there was a stone rejected by the builders. And when they are finalizing the whole entire building, they found a corner which is still empty. They tried to get any other corner stone to put, but they found out that the one who was rejected is the exact one to be measured and put to unite the two walls of the building. And this was a prophecy of the Lord Jesus Christ as a cornerstone. He was rejected, but he became the cornerstone to unite and unify the two people, the Jewish and the Gentiles, the heaven and the earth, the body and the soul. This is the unification of the two. Cornerstone becomes the glue, the one who can unite. At the end of the gospel, he said here, The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Whoever falls on that stone will be broken. Whoever falls on the stone will be broken. Whoever doubt, whoever not believe, whoever not follow, whoever not be disciple, will be broken. Broken means he will be bruised. That means he can be healed. Later on he can also accept Christ, and then he can save his life. But let us talk about the other scenario, which the Bible said here. He said, but on whomever it falls, it will grind him into powder. The other scenario, if the stone itself falls on the person, it will make him like a powder. What does it mean? If the person will reject Christ all of his life, and at the end of the life, Christ will come for his judgment, and he will be the judge for all the world, at that point, he will grind him into powder, means he will be destroyed. That means, when we are living on earth here, we can reject Christ sometimes, but make sure to accept him at the end. Make sure to accept him, because you are going to be judged by Christ himself. So don't wait until the time of judgment, when the Lord Jesus Christ comes as a judgment. He is now a lawyer for you. He is interceding for you. He prays for you. He lifts up prayer to the Father. Read, when you go home, read John 17. Jesus Christ was praying all the time for the safety of his people. And this is will tell you that the judgment, at the time of the judgment, Jesus Christ himself will come to judge the whole entire world. And let us accept him before the time will be over. This parable actually had a very important message, which is patience. God's patience. God has so much patience to us. He was waiting for us to come back. He's waiting for us to repent. He's waiting for us by sending to us messages, sermons, priests, liturgies. Every single day, he will never leave us without message. This is what God will do for us. And he's waiting one day to have one of the fruits he already sowed. One of the fruits he's already had toiled for. The vine is always an example in the Old Testament. In so many times the Lord Jesus Christ talks about in Isaiah 5, he said that Israel like a vine, and I had done every good thing for this vine, and I waited for this vine to give me fruits, but unfortunately it doesn't. Instead of giving me grape, it gives me thorns. And this is what the Lord wants us to do, to give for himself fruits. The patience, to be patient like him. Jesus Christ wants us to be patient like him, to be long-suffering, to endure the troubles of others, to bear with the scruples of the others, to bear with the weaknesses of others, to cover the sins of others. This is the patience that God wants us to have. Because he is long-suffering. God is very patient with us. And he wants us to be the same like him. He wants us to endure and to be long-suffering with each other. And if we do this, it will reflect our love to Christ. Because the tender-hearted, the caring heart, the heart which is not judging, is a heart who have also a long suffering. May the Lord Jesus Christ give us the power, the strength to be follower to him, to interact and respond to every verse we read every day, to follow him all of our life and to witness him all of our life. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.